This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast, surrender your life to Christ, repent and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website at gospel2africa.com. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. At that internet website, you can listen to past, present, and future programs. Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com. And our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. We have links to African language Bibles at our Facebook page. Again, we're on Facebook at facebook.com/gospel2africa. Our broadcast today is titled The God Who Gives. God has given everyone so very much, whether we believe in Him or not. All humanity has received much from our most generous God. Christian believers have even more gifts given to them related to the gift of eternal life, salvation, and a future home in heaven with God. As I was looking over so many Bible verses about the giving nature of God, the sheer volume of Bible references is truly staggering in quantity. I am going to read quite a few of them to you today to make my point about the generous nature of God, but I cannot begin to quote them all. There are far too many relevant Bible passages for the short length of this program. God provides our environment on earth, our air, water, sunlight, warmth, plant and animal life. God gives us companions and friends, but most importantly of all, God provided a way out of our sin-saturated life through the salvation atonement from sin via the death and resurrection of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, so that all who truly believe in the salvation from Jesus will receive His salvation by faith. We receive that through no merit of our own. We can do nothing to achieve salvation on our own, other than to place our faith in Jesus. Listen now to these Bible verses about the God who gives, and notice how many times you hear the words give or gave in these verses. Remember, no one has ever given more than God has. John 3:16, for God loved the world so much that He gave His only Son. God gave His Son so that whoever believes in Him may not be lost, but have eternal life. Romans 3:24 through 26, they are made right with God by His grace. This is a free gift. They are made right with God by being made free from sin through Jesus Christ. God gave Jesus as a way to forgive people's sins through their faith in Him. God can forgive them because the blood sacrifice of Jesus pays for their sins. God gave Jesus to show that He always does what is right and fair. He was right in the past when He was patient and did not punish people for their sins, and in our own time He still does what is right. God worked out all this in a way that allows him to judge people fairly and still make right any person who has faith in Jesus. Romans 5:4-6. And patience produces character, and character produces hope. And this hope will never disappoint us, because God has poured out His love to fill our hearts. God gave us His love through the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to us. Christ died for us while we were still weak. We were living against God, but at the right time, Christ died for us. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Genesis 9:2-3, God speaking here, "Every living thing is put under your control. Everything that lives and moves about will be food for you. I have already given you the green plants for food. Now I am giving you everything." James 1:5-6, "If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking, but when you ask Him, be sure that your faith is in God alone." Matthew 7:7-11, Jesus speaking here, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. Everyone who asks will receive. The one who searches will find. The door will be opened to the one who knocks. Suppose your son asks for bread. Which of you will give him a stone? Or suppose he asks for a fish. Which of you will give him a snake? Even though you are evil, you know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your Father who is in heaven give good gifts to those who ask Him?" 1 Timothy 1:12, "I thank Christ Jesus our Lord because He trusted me and gave me this work of serving Him, and He gives me strength." Matthew 14:18-19, Jesus said, "Bring the bread and the fish to me." Then He told the people to sit down on the grass. He took the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 fish. He looked into the sky and thanked God for the food. Then He broke the bread into pieces, which He gave to the followers, and they gave the food to the people. 2 Peter 1:3-4, Jesus has the power of God, and His power has given us everything we need to live a life devoted to God. We have these things because we know Him. Jesus chose us by His glory and goodness, through which He also gave us the very great and rich gifts that He promised us. With these gifts, you can share in being like God, and so you will escape the ruin that comes to people in the world because of the evil things they want. 1 John 4:13-14, "We know that we live in God and God lives in us. We know this because He gave us His Spirit. We have seen that the Father sent His Son to be the Savior of the world, and this is what we tell people now." 1 Corinthians 1:30-31, "For it is from God alone that you have your life through Christ Jesus. He showed us God's plan of salvation. He was the one who made us acceptable to God. He made us pure and holy and gave Himself to purchase our salvation. As it says in the Scriptures, if anyone is going to boast, let him boast only of what the Lord has done." All right, here's some more verses that have to do with our giving God. Ephesians 2:4-5, "But God is rich in mercy, and He loved us very much. We were spiritually dead because of all we had done against Him. But God gave us new life together with Christ." Ephesians 2:8, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God." John 6:30-32, "So the people asked, 'What miracle will you do? If we can see a miracle, then we will believe in you. What will you do? Our ancestors ate the manna in the desert. This is written in the Scriptures. God gave them bread from heaven to eat.' Jesus said, 'I tell you the truth, Moses was not the one who gave you bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. John 6:48-50, Jesus speaking here, I am the bread that gives life. Your ancestors ate the manna God gave them in the desert, but it didn't keep them from dying. Here is the bread that comes down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will never die. Acts 2:32-33, God raised Jesus from the dead, and we are all witnesses of this. Now he is exalted to the place of highest honor in heaven at God's right hand, and the Father, as he had promised, gave him the Holy Spirit to pour out on us, just as you see and hear today. Philippians 2:7, of his own free will, Christ gave up all he had and took the nature of a servant. He became like a human being and appeared in human likeness. He was humble and walked the path of obedience all the way to death, his death on the cross. Hebrews 9:14-15, for by the help of the eternal Holy Spirit, Christ willingly gave himself to God to die for our sins, he being perfect without a single fault or sin. Christ came with this new agreement so that all who are invited may come and have forever all the wonders God has promised for them. For Christ died to rescue them from the penalty of sin. I am going to pray for each of you right now, radio listener. I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and it works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. We also have internet links to African language Bibles that are found on our Facebook page. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/gospel2africa. Our main website address is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you are not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about what I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and that is gospel2africa.com. Our Facebook page, facebook.com/gospel2africa. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. In view of all the many gifts God has given to us, I will leave you today with this text from 2 Corinthians 6:2-3. God says, I heard you at the right time, and I gave you help on the day of salvation. I tell you that the right time is now. The day of salvation is now.